poll, Kamala Harris's approval rating 18 points worse than Joe Biden's. By Wendell Hasebo on April 23, 2022. Vice President Kamala Harris's approval rating has sunk 18 net points lower than President Joe Biden's, according to a Trafalgar Group poll. Only 28% approve of Harris, while 62% disapprove. In contrast, Joe Biden's approval rating is 39% with 55% disapproving. Harris's approval rating is underwater by 34 points. Biden's deficit is 16 points. The net difference in their approval rating is 18 percentage points. Harris has polled behind Biden, here and here, in recent months but not by such a large margin. The poll also revealed a majority, 57%, strongly disapprove of Harris. Only 14% strongly approve, a 43% difference. Harris's terrible polling is bad news for any presidential aspirations she may have. Perhaps one of the reasons why her polling is so terrible is that she has had numerous communications gaffes and has failed to prevent the southern border invasion. Last year, Biden tasked Harris with stemming the flow of migrants. But 1 year later in March 2022, more than 221,300 illegal migrants were encountered crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. That number represents a new high for the Biden administration and the worst month since the Department of Homeland Security was founded in 2002, according to the Republican National Committee's research team. March's number was also the third highest on record. Harris has struggled to communicate about the invasion. Among her numerous communication gaffes was the time NBC News questioned her in June about why she had not visited the border, as doing so may give her insight into how to stop the invasion. Harris answered by saying she had not yet visited Europe. "You haven't been to the border?" Lester Holt asked. "And I haven't been to Europe," Harris said laughing. "And I mean, I don't understand the point that you're making. I'm not discounting the importance of the border." Harris's blunder was not an outlier. In March, the vice president rambled about the significance of the passage of time during a speech in Sunset, Louisiana. She mentioned the significance of the passage of time four times within 32 seconds. During her trip to Poland during the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Harris seemed to have a difficult time reading her notes while expressing where she was exactly speaking. "I am here, standing here on the northern flank, on the eastern flank, talking about what we have in terms of the eastern flank and our NATO allies. And what is at stake at this very moment, what is at stake this very moment are some of the guiding principles." In January, Harris answered NBC News when the outlet questioned if the White House's coronavirus policy would shift. She answered by acknowledging that the administration's policies had failed. She also said those policies would continue. "It is time for us to do what we have been doing. And that time is every day. Every day, it is time for us to agree that there are things and tools that are available to us to slow this thing down," Harris stated. The poll sampled 1,077 voters April 18 to 20, with a 2.99% margin of error. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get her at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.